When we're mentally exhausted, our brains take shortcuts to help us make decisions, but that's what leads to the poor decision. We're exploring a topic that affects all of us. Decision fatigue.
Welcome to Wealth and Wisdom Together with Weslia and Willa.
This is the podcast that empowers you to unleash your steward identity, transform your money mindset, and engage the habits to manage money confidently, live life purposefully, and build wealth intentionally.
So sit back and relax as we dig deeper into wealth and wisdom together.
Hey, family. We're Weslia and Willa, your financial big sister and auntie. And we are so happy to be here with you today. We want to continue to bring you the best content possible that's going to help you navigate your path to financial fulfillment as you walk in your steward identity. And now that I've mentioned that, you're here because you believe in the power of walking in your steward identity. And I said, it is your unique path to financial fulfillment. It doesn't mean the same for everyone. So we want you to be able to identify what's uniquely your path. And then you just grab hold of that and you do the things that God is leading you to do. So let's be clear. Your steward identity is more than just a financial pathway. It is a way of life.
Yes.
It's about knowing who God is, understanding who you are in Christ, and how the Holy Spirit guides you through the three pillars of financial fulfillment, which is managing money confidently, living life purposefully, and building wealth intentionally. And the results of that is wealth and wisdom together, as inspired by Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verses 11 and 12. So today, we're exploring a topic that affects all of us. Decision fatigue. We're going to explore what it is today and how we can avoid it and make more purposeful financial decisions.
Well, let's talk a little bit about decision fatigue so we can kind of understand it. Let me start by just asking a question. Have you ever been standing in your kitchen and you just can't decide what to cook for dinner? So did you turn around and ask somebody who was going to be having dinner with you, like your husband or your kids or somebody? And the response you get is, no, I don't care. It don't make no difference. And you say, like I've done many times, okay, fine. We ain't cooking nothing. We going out for dinner.
Absolutely.
Like, forget it.
Ouch.
Put your hand down. But
I can't figure out what to cook. You don't tell me.
I'm asking you.
But then guess what happens? Well, where you want to go?
Oh. And then they say, oh, you know that restaurant? I want to go there. No, I don't know. Or you say, well, what about some? No, I don't want to go there. Oh, well, then. Well, you know what?
We're just going
I don't
here.
Know what y'all going to eat. Listen, decision fatigue really is a state of mental exhaustion, and it can make it difficult to make decisions and negatively impact your financial well-being. Now, you talking about you going to go to dinner. You didn't necessarily have that in your budget.
Did you check your food column? Your dieted out column?
That's right. And is that a part of your eating plan for that day?
Oh, see. Right. So I said, did you check your budget line item? I didn't even think about checking your food tracker.
Well, you got to do that too, because they all add up and you get confused because you got to make all these choices. Now, we were doing some research and scientists say we make 35,000 decisions every day. That's a big number. That's a big number.
But because if you factor in the decisions that you make around your house, the decisions that you might make around your children, and then you have to go and don't even the decisions that you have to make at work.
I'm getting to and from work driving. Do I stay in this lane? Oh, go to the grocery store. Do I get out of this line and then then this line slow up? Then get just they're just they sound simple, they sound comical, but they are decisions that we have to work our brain cells to make. those psychologists go on to say that when we reached our limit, we enter into the who cares territory. And then we start to make not so great choices.
Okay.
Decision fatigue. It can result.
That's that dinner. That's that dinner.
Hey.
So again, this is what I'm saying. I'm not realizing that when I'm just, my wheels are spinning about dinner. I mean, it should be a simple decision. You got food in there. Look at the food you have. Make something to eat. I can't figure out what. And I said, well, what do you want? Mm-hmm. And then it's like, I don't care. And then you're right. It's the who cares. All right, we're going out.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. That's right.
We're going out.
But that's when you're in the who cares zone. Mm-hmm. You tried to delegate that decision, but that part didn't work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or you just like, I'm trying to make sure you're happy to get you what you want, but mm-hmm. I don't care. Oh.
Well, mm-hmm. here's the piece. Because the same research shows that decision fatigue results not only from the number of decisions we make in a day, but also from the weight of those decisions and mm-hmm. how supported we feel in them.
Because when you tell me, I don't care, you're not supporting me. And that should be a real simple decision. Really, what we gonna eat? That's just something really simple. But I feel no support in this, and I'm on 35,001. I done made all mine today. I'm
you
in
reached
the
your quota.
Who cares zone. I don't want to make no more decisions.
Well, it said she reached her limit. I just hey. Remember. Okay, look. You remember when you was having work done on your pool?
Don't make me go back there, please.
But you started the conversation. You was like, "I'm not. I can't make no more. I'm not." You said, "I can't. I cannot make black towel, brown towel, blue towel. I don't care what color the towel is. Just pick a towel.
Just give me the one that's gonna finish this pool. How long does it take? Give me the one. I don't care about no. That was during the pandemic time too. It was like everything was taking a long time. We got to come across the ocean. Listen, what y'all got in the warehouse? Just bring me the one in the warehouse.
But I also remember a time when I decided I was going to get new window treatments, and I was like, girl, I'm going to get custom window treatments, and I was so excited about the project. Mm-hmm. Met with the lady, came to my house, met with her. She was like, come to my showroom, look mm-hmm. at fabric. So I go to the showroom. And I said, oh my God. It was fabric upon fabric upon fabric upon fabric. Uh-huh. I mean, I said, my gosh.
Mm-mm.
I can't. And I look through fabrics and I look through. And honestly, I can honestly say, I don't think I picked. I mean, it worked, but I know I didn't pick
what you really was looking for.
No, at the time, no. Now, had she come in my house with, like, you know, maybe I'll say maybe 5 to 10 samples mm-hmm. and said, mm-hmm. after looking at what I had and hearing my vision, and she mm-hmm. said, these would be the best pick. I think I would have done better doing that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I went to that showroom. And so here's the juxtaposition. When I redid my kitchen and I had to pick my countertops,
mm-hmm.
I went to the showroom and she mm-hmm. says, you know, in our renovation budget, she was like, this is where you could pick. I'm just going to say level 2, whatever that is. I don't know what that
mm-hmm.
is.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, so here's all of this is what you could choose from. And I was like, oh. And I did not chose, you know what I'm saying? So it was so much easier compared to what I had to do the window treatments. And it was a whole showroom full of fabrics. And I'm supposed to go, I say, God, it's too much.
Girl,
so it's comical. It's comical.
It is. And then when you think back and it just, I could just go on and on and think about some of the choices that we had to make and decisions that we had to make and in picking the color of the house. Can't we just get beige? That's what I want.
So,
well, ain't it gonna be brick? Right. Brick is red. What's the problem here? You know, it's like, oh my God, here's the paint palette. Okay, well, can I go on that page? Nope. You can only do, well, but I mean, it's, and you get to the point, it's like, okay, all right, you
35,001.
Yep. And I just say, you pick it. Just tell me what color it's going to be.
So the signs, so we've shared stories, but some of the signs of decision fatigue is
what we've just
feeling,
shared.
Yeah. You're just feeling overwhelmed. Right. Overwhelmed, procrastination, impulsive choices, mental exhaustion. And then you just get to the point where you just start saying no.
Well, like I said, I told him, you just pick it.
You just said no. You be like, yeah, nope. Mm-mm. And it's the right opportunity or it's the right thing, but you just don't have the bandwidth to even think about outcomes, results, benefits, features, none of that. You just say, I'm not doing it. And that's what happens with our finances at times. When we have decision fatigue, there are financial decisions that we have to make. And we have people that come to us all the time where they're like, I can't, it's too much. And so, and this is why we bring this topic up, because it's common, and B, unfortunately, it affects us, especially in the area of our finances, where we're just like, I have enough to do in a day. I'm not about to sit down and do my budget. I'm not about to. Why are you asking? Okay. Now I got to make another choice. Mm-hmm. So it's just one of those things. And again, when you think about all the choices you have to make in a day, it's no wonder we get exhausted, because our brains can really only handle so much decision-making before we start to tire out. And then when we're mentally exhausted, our brains take shortcuts to help us make decisions. But that's what leads to the poor decisions.
It sure is.
And so when we have decision fatigue, we will make impulsive decisions to avoid thinking about the issue further.
I'm still on the 35,001. It's like, I'm tired, y'all. I've done enough. You know, and yes, it's a very simple decision, but it feels hard because, you know, I've moved from there, and I don't know what choice to make in my finances. I don't know whether to save or whether to put my money
or
in,
pay off
invest
credit.
Or should I pay this off right now? Or what should I do? Should I spend this? Sometimes it's very hard, and it really can depend on how you're feeling, where you are, and what all you've done. At the end of a long work day, that is not the best time to sit down and begin to make your budget or your spending plan. It could be very difficult for you. It could lead to some poor decisions.
And the stress and anxiety of weightier decisions, we end up putting that same stress and anxiety on simpler ones.
Yep.
And so some of the questions or some of the decisions that need to be made in our finances are simple. It's just that simple. But you've had weightier decisions. You've had harder decisions that you had to make on something totally different. And when we have decision fatigue, we put that same weight on that.
The minor things.
And we get decision paralysis. And I explained that having too many choices. having choices is a positive thing. But decision paralysis results from having to evaluate too many options.
Yep.
You can't decide what to choose in your 401k because there are way too many mutual fund options being presented to you at the time sometimes. And when you look at that list, and you're like, I just leave it where it is. You don't have the bandwidth to try to sit there and go through and evaluate all those mutual funds and figure out which one works the best. Or you just say, put it in the one that automatically allocates based upon my age. That's good.
Yes.
I just put it there. And I don't have to think about that. Just put it there.
Yep. But those are the times when you hire that finance professional to help you.
Yeah.
Those are the times, especially when you're dealing with finances and investments and how I'm going to reach my financial goals, that's when you hire that finance professional to help you. Because decision fatigue will have you, I do it later.
Right.
And later might close the window on some opportunities.
Absolutely.
That you may have had.
Absolutely. And then you get the support to weigh your pros and your cons and identify the risk. You're not trying to do it all by yourself.
Mm-mm. And then you get brain fog. You got so much going on in your brain. It's like, I can't do anymore. Okay, let me just focus here. And you're taking care of here. But all the other things are not necessarily being taken care of. You know, we get it. We've been there.
And brain fog is caused by decision fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also caused by other things, too. Because our clients are... I'm a woman of a certain age, and our clients are entering.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a woman that I've experienced menopause. So the brain fog. I'm your big sister. So let me be real. I'm in menopause.
I'm post-menopausal.
Okay.
Yes. Auntie been there.
But our clients are in peri. So their bodies are preparing. And so things are happening. So the decision fatigue is also coming as a result of what's happening with your hormone. And so some of the brain fog that you have, so your supplements are important. This would be a whole separate episode, but your multivitamins, your supplements, your Bs, your vitamin B12, B6,
your Ds,
your B complex, your D, all of that is important to help buffer against the brain fog that comes from your hormones. And hopefully it could help you keep some of this decision fatigue at bay from that standpoint. From that standpoint, because we get it. I hope you can hear that we get it. We understand it. We've been there.
Made it out, y'all.
The decisions that you don't have to manage an unexpected expense. Then you make the decisions. How are you going to fix that? How are you going to prioritize your financial goals? But these are decisions that you have to make in your finances along with the other 4,598 decisions that you've made. So let us give you some strategies and some solutions.
There are solutions and strategies to decision fatigue. Listen, as I said earlier, don't make those decisions after work. Try to make really important decisions early in the day or during times when it's low stress. Mm-hmm. Now, when you're relaxed and in your safe space, you have the freedom then maybe to just kick back and make decisions without pressures and distractions.
Yeah.
That's when you can do it. That's best. You have to create that safe space for yourself. Mm-hmm. Take that time. It's important. You got to simplify your life.
Oh, yeah.
A complex life in itself is fatiguing.
Absolutely. As simple as, I know for me, I went natural. My hair, I don't get a relaxer. I don't get relaxer or color anymore. But I didn't realize how much that simplified my life. One aspect of it. And shout out to my hairstylist. She knows who she is, and I love her dearly.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with her, but as an outcome, as a result, there's a level of simplicity. There are things that I've done to simplify my life where basically you take tasks away. You take tasks out so you don't have to make, make so many decisions. So when you meal planning actually helps you with that, because now you don't have to figure out what you're going to cook for dinner. You set during a time early when you less stress, less, and you said, this is what I'm going to make for the week. You made it.
Mm-hmm. And for the week. There you go. Mm-hmm.
And so Thursday, this is what we're eating.
Hey.
Know your priorities.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, before knowing your priorities, we talked about delegating the decisions.
We tried because we asked them what they want. They said don't matter.
Right. But not all the decisions have to be made by you. And again, we poke fun at what's happening, just the simple decisions of that. But when you think about even in your job, even in, all the decisions don't have to be made about by you. Let someone else pick the restaurant. Let somebody else pick the movies. A group says, my friends, and I love my sisters. They know who they are. Listen, y'all pick it up. Tell me where to show up. Sometimes it's okay.
Yep.
Because I don't have to. And for those of you who have control issues, that's going to be a hard one. That's going to be a hard one. Mm-hmm. And control issues adds to the decision fatigue. So allow.
You'll never satisfy everybody. So, you
right.
Know.
Like I said at work, allow one of your employees to make the less critical decisions. Let your kids decide what you're doing this weekend.
Yeah.
So you can avoid decision fatigue by requiring others to make some decisions. So that means you coming down off the 35,000. That's a few less decisions you have to make. That number, as you can see, that number is really messing with us, but
it just seems so big. But I can see where it's real. And you know, another way to help you with the solution to decision fatigue is to know your priorities. If you know what's important to you, the decision is easy.
Absolutely.
Because you're going to make that decision based on that priority. If you understand what decision matter, and you'll know what to do or what not to do based on what is important and of value and is a priority to you. And another solution to decision fatigue is take a nap. Get some rest. You know, a nap is a great way to rejuvenate yourself mentally. Just, you know, I've heard people call it power nap. I just need like 5 minutes, just 10 minutes, just something to allow yourself to relax, and you can come back recharged, and that decision-making capacity can feel better.
Yeah.
So if you can, take a little bitty power nap, lunch break, at your desk, at home, whenever. Just take a little break for yourself.
I want to share an example from the Word about how everything we discuss played out. Now, if you know the story of Jacob and Esau. So Esau is the son who sold his birthright for a bowl of red lentil stew. Now, Esau is a skillful hunter. They are sons of Isaac and Rebekah. Right. And so Esau is the oldest. He's a skillful hunter. And he goes out to hunt. So the question to ask is, what was going on with Esau? What prompted Esau to make such a bad decision? Okay. Well, hunting requires a lot. Now, again, we're talking biblically. The Bible just says his daddy, he just went out into the desert. Okay. I don't want to diminish what is required for hunting. Okay.
Yeah.
Deciding where to hunt, waiting, regrouping when there's a change of strategy or location is a part of the process. And sometimes the prey or the deer or the beast, whatever you want to call it, that thing wins. And now the hunter needs to renew their commitment to their pre-hunt plan. And so when the deer comes into range, now there's another decision the hunter has to make in those moments that will typically determine the success or failure of the day. Now, this is Esau's day. This is all that he's experiencing in that day, running around in the desert. And apparently he sees a deer and is running around after it, but he didn't catch it. He returned home from hunting empty-handed.
That.
And thus had nothing to cook. Now, this is a skilled hunter, a man of the field, who is adored by his dad because of his hunting abilities. He comes from the desert exhausted and tired, and then asks his twin Jacob for food. While saying that he is hungry and distressed, he tells him, so hungry, can I have some of your stew? And Jacob says, well, give me your birthright and you can get a bowl of stew. So when Jacob makes the birthright the condition, Esau even wondered in himself, what is the benefit of a birthright to somebody who's on the brink of starvation? I'm about to die. I'm so hungry. I'm about to die. You asking me about my birthright? Now, in that moment, Esau says, fine. And he gets the bowl of stew. Yeah. What I wanted to show you all is what happens in decision fatigue.
Yes.
Everything that Esau experienced that day, all the decisions he had to make as a hunter, all the things that was going on around him, led him, and what we told you earlier is when you get to the point of who cares, when we are mentally exhausted, our brains will take shortcuts to help us make decisions which lead to poor choices. And that's exactly what happened to the Esau. He made a poor choice. So when you're like that, when you realize, and like we said earlier in the episode, we have been operating in decision fatigue and didn't even realize it. So once you realize it, you got to remember to halt. And I'll never forget this sermon about halting. And when you're halting, you are not going to make decisions when you're hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. Halt.
Yes. Yes.
Halt. Because decision fatigue is compounded when you are not at your best. So this keep that in mind. When you're making financial decisions, when you're getting every financial decision that you have to make, decisions in life, decisions about career, decisions about relationships. Listen, be at your best when you have to make those decisions. You want to make those decisions earlier in the day or during times of low stress. You want to simplify your life.
Yeah.
Delegate decisions. Know your priorities so that your decisions are easier to make. Because you're going to avoid torturing yourself over trying to understand all the nuances, the pros, the cons, the risk, because you know your priorities. You've already done that. And then rest. That's halting. Yes, yes. The rest comes with the halt. Yes. You know, the rest is a part of the halting. So don't make a decision when you're hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. Don't be like Esau. Don't give up your birthright for a bowl of stew.
I love that passage because in thinking about Esau and him wondering about the benefit of the birthright, he didn't prioritize it. If he had, he would have been jumping on that decision and saying, nope, he wouldn't have made it on the brink of starvation. Mm-hmm. You have to always recognize the signs of decision fatigue and their impact on your decision making. One of the signs is not prioritizing things. You can and you should delegate decisions. It counts your number down from 35,000. Simplify decision making by knowing your priorities. Rest and prepare yourself for decision making. It's important. It is important. Going back to halt. Don't be hungry. Don't be angry. Don't be lonely. And please don't be tired, because you will not make a good decision. Decision fatigue is compounded when you're not at your best. It is compounded. So we really hope that you've enjoyed this episode of Wealth and Wisdom Together. This is your financial auntie and your financial big sister. Our end goal for you is to activate the power of your steward identity and discover your unique path to financial fulfillment, trusting God, trusting yourself, and trusting the process. Bye for now, and continue walking in wealth and wisdom together.
Hey, family, if you would like to support us, please make sure to hit the subscribe button so you won't miss any future episode. And if you found this episode valuable, please share it with your friends and family on social media.
Don't forget to follow and like us on Instagram and Facebook at Wealth Wisdom Together. Your support means the world to us and helps us to continue to provide great content for you. Thank you for listening and look forward to another great episode next week.